Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bob Nelson and it's time to talk about the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, LaVon.
This has been going on for a while and I know you've been involved for quite a while. So let's talk about the date of that show.
It'll be Saturday and Sunday, September 19 and 20.
And then how do we get there? Just in case people go, well, I've never heard of this. I have no clue where it is.
Well, right south of Irwin, there will be a sign on the road, and you turn to the left, or that is west, and go about a mile, and then a mile and a half south, and it'll be on the right-hand side of the road. You can't miss it.
Okay, when you get close, you'll see things going on for sure. And a whole lot of things going on, and you mentioned Saturday and Sunday, that's for the public. But hey, you get ready on Friday.
Yes, we do. We have kids day. Kids from schools around bringing the kids in, and we have a big time watching everything, getting everything running, and a lot of them see things they've never seen before.
Oh, I'm sure that's true, and hopefully then they say, hey, Mom, Dad, we got to go see this and kind of bring them on over. Now, there are, in addition to all of the activities going on that they can come and see, there are some special things for kids on Saturday and Sunday. So let's mention those things, that especially activities for kids.
Yeah, well, we got the petting zoo and, excuse me, the pedal tractor pools. And they'll have a candy and money grab where they have a pile of straw and dig out the candy and the money. And they have a hay bale maze. That'll be fun for the kids. And a guy making ropes. And train rides for the kids, a little barrel train.
Yeah, that barrel train ride. He gets around to a lot of places, and everybody has fun either riding or watching it. He has fun taking that barrel train around.
I would ride that, but they wouldn't let me. I'm too big.
Oh, darn. You know what, Bob? I think I got to ride it sometime. Anyhow, those are things that are specially planned for kids. But when they come on Friday, they get to do the things that everybody gets to do, and it's a learning experience for them. So let's talk about some of the kinds of things. And I want to start with the one that you're kind of in charge of, and that's making shingles. Tell us about what you do, what you show.
Well, we take a big block, square block of wood, and our mill, put it up on the mill, and then we can saw out shingles. They're tapered one way, and then the next time you take it off, it tapers the other way, so you have a tapered shingle.
And do some kids say, well, they don't even know what a shingle's for?
Well, they've never seen, some of them never seen a wooden shingle. They most have always been composition shingles and stuff during our lifetime, during their lifetimes. So these are a little bit different.
Yeah, I guess so. Most of us, I'm thinking, have not seen wooden shingles for a long, long time. So you are in charge of that. Now, let's talk about a few of the other things that go on. Broom making, people are actually making them?
That's right. We got a broom, little building there where the folks are making brooms all the time, and they're for sale.
Okay. And you know what? Sometimes there's nothing that can really match a good homemade broom for getting some things clean. We have great, great replacements, but good old-fashioned broom, I love those. And several kinds of sawing going on, and even maybe a contest. Tell us a little more about some of the kinds of sawing.
Well, we have a sawmill, and there will be, of course, sawing lumber. And we have going to have a two-man saw contest where we put a guy on both ends of the saw and they will have a contest to try to make it.
I'm thinking that's kind of like I've only seen on TV, one on each end, and they're working like heck to get through the log. So that should be kind of fun going to cheer them on. Blacksmith shop, what's going on in the blacksmith shop?
Well, we have a pretty much of a full old-time blacksmith shop. They're not making horseshoes, but they do heat up iron and show how you can bend it and how they make different small things in a blacksmith shop.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's called the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show. We haven't even mentioned much about any steam engines. What's with that?
Well, we run a sawmill with a steam engine, and there's thrashing going on out in the field. There'll be shuttle rides to take you out there and watch if you want to, and they run pretty regular, so you can keep circulating pretty easy. And we have little gas engines. Some people have never seen the little old hit and miss gas engines we used to pump water with, and there'll be a display of those.
Okay, so lots of displays in addition to the actual demonstrations going on, as you mentioned. There'll be some that are not demonstrations, just things that you can look at. And mentioning looking at things, there is an old house that people can visit.
Yes, there is. We try to keep it set up like it would have been in the 1920s or so on. The washing machine on the back porch and the kitchen is open and so on. So it's set up pretty much like it was in the 20s.
Yeah. And there might be some quilts on display there, so you might want to take a look. So just a whole lot of things that I think some people who are older who've seen a lot of these things, it's fun to go and see them again and maybe say, I'm glad we're not doing things like that. Or some people may say, I wish we were doing things like that. But for a lot of folks, it's things they've never seen before. So it's a good time to come and see how things were done in the past. But in addition to all of these displays and all these activities, hey, you could have a good meal, too, or just some snacks.
That's right. They got good food in the food stand, and you can sit around and visit with your neighbors and your friends and people you haven't seen for a while.
Maybe make some new friends. Who knows? And I see there's homemade ice cream, so that sounds really good. Now, in addition to the grounds here that we've been talking about where the show is going on, I understand people can also come and camp.
That's right. We've got campgrounds, and there's some of the camping areas have electricity, and that's open.
Okay, and can people come and camp year-round there, or is this just for the show?
No, generally it's for the show, for now anyway.
Okay. Well, yeah, who knows what will happen in the future here. Lots and lots of things going on. And also a parade.
Yes, we have a parade about 4 o'clock when the antique tractors and the steam engines, and we'll have some. I think there'll be probably some horse riders. And we'll have a short parade there at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock each day. That's both on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Then we've talked about food. We've talked about all of these interesting engines and so on, but there might be some music too.
That's right. We have local talent and other talent. And if you're interested in coming up and just showing off your talent, we're glad to have you.
Kind of like a jam session. I'm always amazed at musicians who don't know each other get together and they can all get music going.
Right.
And also some booths, some vendors.
We have a building full of flea market tables.
Yeah. And so flea market kinds of things. Anything special that you remember going on? People are selling there that you go, well, this is a place to come and find such and such. Anything unusual, Bob?
Well, just there'll be a lot of old farm items and sometimes some wood carvings and just kind of a general mash of things.
Okay. Well, you know, we're really into all this recycling, upcycling, junk, all that kind of stuff. This would be a good place to come and see what you can find.
Right.
So,
anybody interested in more flea market, come. They can call, and we'll get them and get a.
Yeah, I have a phone number here, Bob. 712, of course, 755-2961. And we will have that at KGN, by the way, if you need that information. There's several other phone numbers. But again, Bob, this is Saturday and Sunday, September 19 and 20, coming up. And again, that's the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show. And we find it by going to Irwin or close by.
That's right. Just turn off south of Irwin, and there will be a sign there at the corner. turn west for a mile and go south for a mile and a half, and you'll be there. You can't miss it.
All right. It's great, great opportunity to go out on a nice fall day, Saturday and Sunday, September 19 and 20, for all kinds of things going on. So we want to thank Bob Nelson very much for visiting with us today about the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show. And until next time, here's the thought. Success is simple, some people say. Do what's right, the right way, at the right time.